Hello.
Thank you for calling customer service. My name is Crystal. How may I help you, please?
Hi. I was online and I took the survey, and then they said that I could buy a prize for shipping only. So I clicked on the prize and fed it my address and my credit card information. And it's kicking it back saying +2 mismatch.
Yes, ma'am. Are you putting that is usually the code on the back of the credit card? Are you putting
that
number in? And it's just not taking it.
Uh-huh. Yeah. So then I started reading about what I was, you know, I thought I was just buying a vacuum. And it's talking about $35, $39 a month for a membership fee.
Yes, ma'am.
Do you know anything about that? Okay.
Yes, ma'am.
What is that?
We're Daily Plate. The number you called, we represent the company Daily Plate, which is an app.
Uh-huh.
And the app and help gives you recipes to eat better and feel better. But can I get your zip code to see if you have any charges, ma'am?
95361.
Thank you.
Thank you.
And your first and last name, please?
Pamela Cadiello.
Yes, ma'am. Could it be under Gino?
Yes, it could.
Okay, I did look.
Oh, you know what? That's why it's not going through, because I'm using my credit card.
Yes, ma'am.
So the name's not matching. Oh,
yes,
did
ma'am.
It go through?
No, ma'am, it did not go through. I do see it's for Daily Plate, though, the app to help you eat better, feel better. And I'm not sure how that happened, but it did not go through, so there'll be no more charges, ma'am.
Are there any charges?
No, ma'am, it was declined to $39.85.
From the bank or from you?
From your, it looks like your end. It says the CB, let me see exactly what it says. The CBV2, no match.
Yeah, that's what it said to me. Okay, well, I need to call Wells Fargo because I'm on vacation in Vegas right now. So if they've shut my credit card off, which is the only reason I can see them not paying it, you know, fraud, you know, they want to hang on to see if it's me. So let me just call them and make sure my card's good. Thank you. Thank you very much. So I can't get the vacuum is what you're saying.
We have nothing to do with the vacuum. I'm sorry.
So I filled all that out for nothing. Unless I put my name.
I do apologize.
Unless I went in and change it. And if I went in and change it to my name.
Yes, ma'am.
Will
I do apologize.
Charge me.
I'm still not sure where the vacuum is coming from, because we don't represent a vacuum, ma'am.
It's a Dyson cordless. Ooh, it's nice.
Oh,
and
it's nice.
Well, we're in our RV right now, so a cordless vacuum is like, top of the line.
Oh, yes, ma'am, definitely.
Yeah. All right.
Well, thank you for calling.
It was one of those too good to be true things.
Yes,
thank you, honey.
I hope y'all
have a good
safe.
Day.
You too.
All right. Bye bye.
Thank you for calling customer service.